Secretary of State Colin Powell is in Moscow. He's the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit the Russian capital since the war in Iraq strained U.S.-Russian relations. Apart from trying to heal those relations, Powell also is laying the groundwork for a meeting in 2 weeks between President Bush and Russia's President Vladimir Putin. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is in Moscow. What's on Powell's agenda there?
A pretty intense schedule for Secretary Powell today. He has 3 different meetings scheduled with Foreign Minister Igor Ivanov, also meeting with President Putin at some stage today. And Secretary Powell will also be going on something of a media blitz. He'll be speaking on a Russian television network and on a Russian radio network, basically trying to convince a very skeptical Russian public about the motivations which were behind the U.S.-led war in Iraq. A very skeptical Russian public, which has grown even more skeptical as the U.S. has failed to find banned weapons in Iraq, and that's basically left a lot of people thinking that there was a different motivation for the war other than looking for banned weapons.
What else is Powell hoping to achieve?
Well, in concrete terms, Powell wants to get Russian support for lifting sanctions against Iraq. Russia still insists that UN weapons inspectors should go back into Iraq and verify that Iraq has no banned weapons. It's not so much that the Russians are worried about the fact that there may be banned weapons, weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. They're more worried and they're more intent on giving the United Nations a central role in Iraq. Also, Secretary Powell will be addressing Iran and the Russian relationship with Iran. Russia, of course, is helping the Iranians build a nuclear power plant. And the United States says that the Iranians could divert that technology to make nuclear weapons.
Have the Russians given any indication they're ready to abandon the nuclear project in Iran?
No, none whatsoever. As a matter of fact, they've said that the evidence that they've been given by the United States that Iran is intent on developing nuclear weapons and on using this nuclear power plant to do that is completely insufficient. There's no proof of it. And when you talk to a lot of Russian politicians, they say the fact that the U.S. just basically ignored Russia's opposition to the war in Iraq and now seems to be intent on depriving the UN of a leading role in Iraq makes them even less prone to cooperate on the Iran issue. They also say that if Iran does have ambitions to acquire nuclear weapons, then the U.S.-led war in Iraq has probably emboldened Tehran to do that. So they say the U.S. is somewhat guilty if Iran does have a covert nuclear program.
Well, it sounds like expectations are not very high for Powell's meetings in Russia.
Well, there are some positive things. The 2 countries are still cooperating on anti-terror issues and on regional issues, most notably Pakistan and India. That's an issue that's obviously worried both the United States and Russia. Russia's been very involved in trying to mediate between India and Pakistan over Kashmir. The Indian foreign minister is actually here today, and Secretary Powell is scheduled to meet with him. Also, on Afghanistan, Russia is increasingly worried about the Taliban regaining strength in Afghanistan. It's also worried about increasing drug trafficking coming from Afghanistan. The Russian government claims that the flow of drugs has increased 1,400% since the Taliban fell, and most of that drug trafficking goes through Russia. Other than that, the Kremlin is also pushing forward with the ratification of a strategic arms limitation treaty that was signed a year ago between Russia and the United States. It appears that the Kremlin will be pushing the Russian parliament to ratify that treaty in the coming days. That's good news for Secretary Powell, obviously.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Moscow.